There's a time to trust your instincts. Go with your gut. Follow your heart. Do what you feel. Well, this isn't one of those times. Find out why your feelings can be your downfall on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker, Dr. Steve McVeigh.
You know, feelings can really deceive a person. I remember one time I went with my children to Six Flags Over Georgia, a theme park near Atlanta. They talked me into getting on this ride called a free fall. It's a ride designed for feeble-minded people who don't have any better sense than to climb in a small seat like those on a Ferris wheel, get strapped in, lifted 10 stories into the air, and then dropped. Man, as I got on that ride and that thing was lifting me in the air, my feelings began to scream at me, "You're going to die. You're going to die." Well, a few seconds later, I found myself falling the 10 stories, and you know something? I didn't die. Feelings can deceive you. That's true in our Christian experience, too. That's why instead of depending on our feelings, we need to put our confidence in what God says in His Word. The Bible says, "Let God be true, and every man a liar." That includes our feelings.
If you'd like to have the kind of joy that doesn't depend on your emotions or your circumstances, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Restoring the Joy. It'll teach you how you can choose to believe what God says instead of what you feel, especially when you're feeling things like loneliness or discouragement, anger or disappointment. Ask for Restoring the Joy when you call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 or make your request online at www.gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.